ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Today morning we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter number 29, Explanation of Devotional Service, Text number 26.
Atmanascha parasyapi yakaroti antarodaram tasya binna drisho mrityu vidate bayam ulpanam atmanascha parasyapi ya karoti antarodaram tasya binna drisho mrityu vidate bayam ulpanam atmanascha parasyapi ya karoti antarodaram tasya binna drisho mrityu vidate bayam ulpanam.
Word to word meaning: Atmanaha, of himself, cha, an, parasya, of another, api, also, ya, one who, karoti, discriminates, antara, between, udaram, the body, tasya, of him, binna drishaha, having a differential outlook, mrityu, as death, vidate, high cause, bhayam, fear, ulbanam, great. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki jai. Translation: as the blazing fire of death, I cause great fear to whoever makes the least discrimination between himself and other living entities because of a differential outlook. Purport: there are bodily differentiation among all varieties of living entities, but a devotee should not distinguish between one living entity and another on such a basis. A devotee's outlook should be that both the soul and super soul are equally present in all varieties of living entities.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnana Anjana Salakya Shakshurun Militam Vena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantika Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sakrishatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitam Sha Ye Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangira राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुत देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
हरे कृष्ण ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल समुद्र वैष्णवस Speak from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So, this section of Srimad Bhagavatam tells us how a devotee can deals with others, explaining how one can see others and also how one can conduct with the proper knowledge. Because this chapter deals mainly with three topics. The first is devotional service, pure bhakti, and how there are different executors of devotional service in different modes. And then second, it talks about how one can give respect to other living entities. And the third is power of time. So these three are the main topics covered in this chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam. So here Kapila Dev explaining this how one can see others regardless of bodily features. So in this verse, if you see, he says that he comes as death for people who, you know, because people are, you know, fearful. When we are in bodily consciousness, then obviously we are fearful. So when one realizes that the Supreme Lord is present within oneself as a super soul, always with Him, then there is no fear. So in our daily activities also, if you have to go alone somewhere, or if you have to do alone, you know, going, traveling, we get some fear. But if we have a company, then the fear amount is, you know, not the same as when we do the same activities alone. So when we have this knowledge that the super soul is always within us and is always witnessing, then we can overcome this fear. So here, that word is used is udaram. The Anta Udaram. So Udaram in the translation is body, but more specific is stomach. Now from Nectar of Instruction, first verse, Udaram Upastha Vegam. Udaram is the stomach. So when we generally tell that you should see yourself and others as equal, not on the bodily, you know, distinction, but you are all spirit soul, may be difficult to understand. But here, when you say, you know, you are also feeling hungry, you eat to your stomach. Other person also feeling hungry, he also needs some food. You know, please try to understand, both are same. Then, you know, one can able to understand this. When it comes to stomach and food, and you know, it's easy for them to relate. So to that level, Kapila Dev is, you know, telling, you know, teaching. And we say, for example, well, how we control the urges of the stomach, that we offer, we take only prasadam. And if we say, suppose, in offering, here in previous verses, that you worship only the deity and you neglect to show any respect, or you don't identify others as spirit soul, That means basically you have relation with the deity, but you don't see the part of Supreme Personality of Godhead as a super soul in all living entity. Then Kapiladev is saying that's just an imitation. So the definition of a neophyte devotee is given in Srimad Bhagavatam. Definition of neophyte devotee is a devotee who faithfully engages in the worship of deity in the temple but does not behave properly towards other devotees or people in general is called a neophyte devotee. Srimad Bhagavatam 11th canto 2nd chapter 47th verse. So here, and also there is another verse in Srimad Bhagavatam that if we identify with our body as a three elements combined with self, subtle element, one who identify like that, or one who thinks his kinsman or his relative or his byproduct of his body or is my relatives, or one worships the place of birth, or one goes to pilgrimage or dham just to take bath, not to hear from a transcendental realized soul, then that person is no different from a cow or an ass. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto 84th verse, so 84th chapter 1st verse. So this bodily identification you can see throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Actually, this is the first teaching of Bhagavad Gita also, that you are not this body, you are the spirit soul. This is like a foundation. The whole spirituality is built upon this. If we can't, for me at least speaking, I'm not in the stage to realize. So time and again it's been hammered in Srimad Bhagavatam, in all the cantos, all the chapters, this point Prabhupada keep striking. So, there was a quote by Bruce Lee. He says that I'm not afraid of person who knows 10,000, steps to hit, or 10,000 ways of hitting a person. I'm not afraid of that person. But I am afraid of a person who knows one shot who had practiced 10,000 times. So because Prabhupada, he found the weak point and then hits that alone, keep on hitting, and you can see in the conversation or, talking, because he's now hammering that same point again and again. If we can't understand that, then we know no need of speaking of, higher esoteric pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So this is very important, because here the basic understanding that comparison is given for the stomach, and the basic knowledge is omnipresence of the Lord. This is also given in this teaching. Without understanding the omnipresence, then the rituals or whatever activities we are doing, worship, doesn't make sense. So in same that omnipresent, the deity worship, we in Prabhupada writes in one of the purport in 2-3 verses back, that we do a lot of offering, we do a lot of worship. If we don't have any love or devotion, then the activities is useless. So he's saying you may offer variety of offerings to the Lord, but if you don't have love or devotion, then that doesn't actually help, because that whatever offering or whatever we are doing, that is only secondary. It's like if you say, suppose you are inviting someone to have prasadam, or you are inviting home, or you are feeding. When they are coming and about to have, and if you show some respect, or if you insult, if a person like someone is going to eat or something, and if we say you're eating like a greedy pig, like that, if you tell, you see how much you're eating, I used to remember when my mother, you know, I used to go play outside and then come in the late and everything. And then my mother, you know, is angry because she might have told some, you know, household activities, you know, throw this garbage or get some vegetable or something. I neglected and I go, but some or other food is ready. That's mother, right? So then when you come and about to eat, then you said, ah, I have nicely have, like that. You went outside and then nicely you are having. You don't even do anything. Then I can't have, you know. I just throw and again I go, you know. Then my mother used to shout, hey, come, you know, I was just joking, come please have and go. And I said, no, I'm going, I'm not having, I'm going to, you know, somewhere outside I'm having. So, you know, it's natural. Even with dealing with, you know, with devotees or something, we need to have that love. Otherwise that offering is not considered. So, in Nectar of Instruction again, that if we are offering, that intention is very important. Prabhupada says that if you are offering in the intention that you want to enjoy that special offering, then you are bound by the urge of belly and tongue. Or you are accepting an invitation to a high class society, a materialistic person, just to on the basis of enjoying the food, then that also comes under the urge for stomach and urge for belly. So this is very important. What is your intention? And also, second point is, what is your necessity? So, even prasadam, then there is a necessary. Anything above necessary, then you know you come under the spectrum of, you know, difficulty. Having more, taking more. So we, here, Kapila Dev, the mood, of the Lord is little bit angry. If you see all the verse, last six verse from 21 to 26, he's little bit angry, is out of affection because he wants to correct his devotee. And he was wants to explain this so that they can perform pure devotional service. Because pure devotional service is uninterrupted and unmotivated. It looks like that also like a motive, but you know, it's not like, you know, we say, you know, we need to have no desire is also like a desire like that. We may think to have unmotivated, uninterrupted is also like a motive. But the Lord, you know, the Prabhupada confirming that that's not a motive, that's the natural position of any conditioned soul. It's a natural situation. So it's not like a motive for one to perform. And the Kapiladev is angry, but further in the cantos, that this devotional service, we say uninterrupted, unmotivated, but sometimes we have these material desires and it's very difficult to give up. Even there is a pastime, so you know how there is pastime between demons and demigods. So every time demon overrule demigods, and the demigods, they go to Lord Brahma, and then Lord Brahma along with all other demigods goes to, you know, ocean of milk. So they pray, they glorify the Lord's activity and they pray, and the Lord appear. When the Lord appear, they put their petition that, you know, this is happening, we need to get our place back, do something. When the Lord say, okay, I'm coming. So in that section, the Krishna, Lord Vishnu is saying, see these petty people, I am personally here in front of them. They could have easily asked me pure devotional service, but I'm feeling very bad because they are asking something material. Even though the Lord present in front of them, they're, you know, like, you know, two boys, elder brother and younger brother fighting for a toy. When the father come, elder brother is asking, you know, can I get the toy back or something? He could have asked more, you know, get me a new toy or something, or, you know, it's just a material analogy I'm giving. But the Lord is feeling bad. But on the other way, a devotee, a pure devotee, The Lord is saying, can I give you some material benediction? In the case of Prahlad Maharaj and Narasimha Dev, Prahlad has been offered material benefit. Well, you know, all the material benefit, please ask. So Prahlad Maharaj is saying, I don't want anything. Because I personally saw my father, who had all the opulence, who had all the mystic, who, you know, by lifting his eyebrow, all the demigods are fleeing. What happened to him? Now everything is finished. Whatever material, everything is finished. So I don't want it. I want only pure devotional service. So then one may ask, okay, so right now I have material desire, then what to do? Usually come this verse that akama sarva kama moksha kama. Whether one has or doesn't have, go to Krishna. It's good. One go to Krishna. But what does Krishna do? Is mentioned in 5th canto, 19th chapter, 27th verse. See, the Lord certainly gives desired objects to devotees who request them. But He does not give in such a way that the devotee will ask again after finishing his enjoyment. He gives His lotus feet, which includes all desirables, to those worshippers who do not desire them. So here, by giving thing, Krishna will make sure that the person will not come again with the same request. And plus, there is a bonus also. To giving these things, along with that, He gives the shelter of His lotus feet, which is most desirable. And when giving that mercy, the person is, you know, like Dhruva Maharaj, so many pastimes. Even though you may ask, then when the thing comes, you know, actually I don't want. So, this is a devotional service, pure devotional service. And we are, you know, followers of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even Mahaprabhu is setting the same standard. He is saying, I don't want anything. I don't want wealth. I don't want women, or I don't want any followers. All I want is devotional service, birth after birth. So this is the mood, or this is the teachings. All devotee is wanting pure devotional service. And so when we doing pure devotional service, we need to we cannot say, for example, execute like me and Krishna, no one else. So that is a neophyte mentality. It's been talked in. Because all other living entities, they have soul and super soul. Soul is also coming from Krishna as part and parcel, and super soul himself is an expansion or the manifestation of Krishna in everyone. So if we can able to see, at least then we can show some respect, and we offer respect and love to all other living entities. So here Prabhupada Kapila Muni is saying that one should not commit violence. One should be good, loving and kind treatment. So this all comes when we have this knowledge. Otherwise it's very difficult. Only pure devotees can use everything in Krishna service. So one may, you know, so we have living entities and other material things in this world. So the preaching means for example, living entities or other material things, everything is related to Krishna. Everything has a relationship with Krishna. So preaching means we are bringing the living entities, or we are reminding the relationship of that entity towards Krishna. This is preaching. Sometimes, we say Yukta Vairagya. That means using everything in Krishna's service. This is very easy to say, but it's very difficult in application. We, as a devotee, we may get some material things, or we may have material desire, dovetailing in Krishna's service. Initially, we may get the thing or whatever for using in Krishna's service, but when we get, we may not be able to use it. Very difficult. So that only a pure devotee can do, that he completely use everything in Krishna's service, not attached to anything. So now if we have these qualities and attributes, what is the result? So the blessing, that what is the result of devotion service, is given in this chapter, 20th verse. So in that, Kapilamuni is saying that if devotional service in Krishna consciousness can easily catch the Supreme Soul. Because it's like, he gives an analogy of like aroma carried by the chariot of air. You get the smell. So it's easily caught by the smell sensation, the aroma. Similarly, we perform this devotional service, then our heart can easily catch the Supreme Soul. Saturated with bhakti is easily catched by Supreme Soul. So here the important thing is, the aroma is carried by the air. One is not making any endeavor to catch the smell. We are not making any endeavor. It as such automatically comes to and reach the destination. Similarly, by performing the devotional service, one doesn't have to make much of endeavor for capturing Krishna. Because by the potency, by the power of devotional service, it's easily Krishna get captured by the heart of devotees. So that is why we see in 10th canto, and this is another important thing, the greatness, if we read all the cantos one by one, in the same pastime we saw how the demigods are praying material things, even though seeing the Lord. Because we understand how, the teachings, then we can appreciate and we can go much, much deeper in 10th canto. Otherwise, very difficult to. We may think it's a sentimental or it's just a esoteric pastimes. Because there, the Lord is present in front of them. And even though they are very impoverished or they don't have proper thing, but always wish good for the Lord. Always caring and always thinking of Krishna. So this is the state of pure devotees. Because we read all other cantos, we can able to compare the situation of Vrajavasis in 10th canto. Otherwise, we may miss the point. First, we don't understand the greatness or the potency of the Lord, then it's very difficult to understand the sweetness of the Lord. Right? So that's why, not good to go directly in 10th canto or something. We go gradually one canto on another canto, because these all teachings are there. And then we see these verses, and it sounds a little bit difficult for one to achieve that state of pure devotional service. Then what is the hope? So then Kapila Muni is giving a verse in 25th, that is the previous verse. That's a hope giving verse for this chapter. Because he's saying that performing his prescribed duties, one should worship the supreme deity of the Supreme Personality of Godhead until one realizes my presence in his own heart and in the hearts of others, living entities as well. That means that one may not come to a high level of realizing the Supreme Personality of Godhead within one heart, but continue doing his devotional service along with prescribed duties. Eventually, one will come to the point where he can realize. So before this verse and all, you know, supplementary hammering, you know, one should do like this, one should be non-violent, one should see other living entities, don't be in a fight mentality, come up. But this is a verse which, you know, gives us a hope, saying that one should continue doing his prescribed duties according to his varna and ashram, as long as, and then also worship the deity of the Lord. Also worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead side by side. Then you can able to realize the Lord in his heart and in hearts of others. Because self-realization and God-realization goes hand in hand. One cannot do self-realization or understanding oneself without understanding Krishna. Because one may you know, easily do devotional service otherwise in the modes of material nature. So that's why in the starting of this chapter, all the qualities of material modes, if a person is performing devotional service in different qualities, is mentioned clearly. So we know what stage we are at. So if a person performing in tamasic, so he is not devotional service in ignorance, but is a person who is performing devotional service and his nature is associated with the modes of material nature. That's basically from ignorance. Or, you know, if a person again worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead in return of something. This is thinking the Lord is a supplier of devotees. My Lord is there and he will supply everything. Like a vendor. This is a separatist mentality, and this comes when a person is performing devotional service in the mode of passion. Or he wants to become famous by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is the second category. If a person, thinking I'll become famous, I'll pray to Lord, he will give mercy so that I can get the fame and recognition. This is again mode of passion. A person performing devotional service in the mode of passion. And goodness means he worshipping the Supreme Person of Godhead so that he can get rid of all the karmas. This is the intention to destroy all the karma. I am doing puja, I am doing seva, I am doing devotional service so that all my karmic reactions are gone. So I don't have any punya or any pop. So I can go wherever. What? This is again devotional service in goodness. So this is very important in terms of analyzing oneself where they are. Otherwise it's easy to carry away by the modes of material nature. Of course, it's a gradual process. It's not an overnight process that one, turn into a pure devotee. It's a very gradual, systematic way. Because the stages, even it is said that the devotional service we do in nine angas of devotional service are there. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving, worshipping, Father Sevanam, like all the nine angas are there. And then these three, modes of material nature are there. So one can, do all these nine in three modes of material nature, leading to 91 combination. 87 is 91. So 81 combination permutation of one performing all these angas in modes of material nature. Everything, hearing we can do, you know, chanting also can be done, remembering also can be done, everything can be done in the modes of material nature. And by one may say, for example, there are here a lot of the process is given of how one devotee conduct or perform devotional service. And the beauty of bhakti path is that the process and the result is the same. So we are chanting every day. It's not that chanting leads to some other process. No, chanting leads to more chanting. Service leads to more service. So the process is the same as the result. But if other path, the karma or jnana may be different. The process is different and the result is different. But here, our process of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is making our mind naturally flow towards Krishna. So here one analogy Kapila Dev gives, that when a person is saturated in Krishna consciousness, his mind naturally flows towards the lotus feet of the Lord, like the Ganges which naturally flows towards the ocean. Even though ocean is hitting back with the waves, but the Ganges always flows naturally towards the ocean. So this is the same analogy is given, that when we perform bhakti, then our mind is actually flowing towards Krishna. And it is a natural process. So this is again very encouraging for devotees. And further, Kapila Dev move out the time factor. Because this all Kapila Dev is giving this teaching to the questions which Devahuti asked in the first 6 verses of this chapter. Asking about devotional service, asking about activities of the living entities, and asking about the pious activities and time factor. So that's why Kapila Dev is giving this teaching. So I'd like to stop here and just check if any questions, correction, or any addition. In the Nectar of Instruction also, Rupa Goswami says that one should not associate with non-devotees. One should associate with only devotees. So the 3 levels are there, so if it's innocent, then you give Krishna consciousness, associate, give your association. And if you're senior, then you gain some association. You hear from them, you associate and you imbibe some quality from them. And if they are equals, have friendly relationship with them. So this is one's progress of, before we also had this discussion about this Kanishta, Madhyama and Uttama. But in this discrimination is more of a basic thing. That you are not, say for example, usually we tend to see on the bodily platform that so and so from this place, or so and so from the color, race, or caste, or ethno culture, or something, and identifying with them the body. Then you can only then see the Supreme Lord only in deity. So for example, either you see the Lord only in a certain aspect and restricting Him to the certain thing, then you are disproving the omnipresence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's a basic knowledge. The Lord, God means omnipresence, omnipotent and omniscient. He has to be present everywhere, right? So when we have only relation with deity, then we are limiting the Lord to only the deity. So this is again, different religion may say, oh, you are, God is everywhere, right? So God is everywhere, but also He is also there in deity. Why can't we accept that? So when we see that, then we see others, then we should be reminded that the potency of the Lord is there in them as well. So that is what here the teaching is. So that way we don't, generally, as a Krishna consciousness devotee, preacher, we don't generally discriminate when initially. So one point is there, I forgot to tell. The basic principle is that regardless of the bodily feature, one should respect everyone, because the soul and super soul present in every living entity. Right? Because if we don't respect, this again, the Acharya is commenting, that generally offenses stem from disrespect. That's where the offenses start. So in order to avoid offenses, then give respect to all. Right? So we can offer respect with our body, with our mind, with our words. Even if an envious person is coming, we offer respect in our mind, and we offer respect, kind words, because Krishna consciousness, we don't want to create any offenses by disrespecting anyone, because the Supreme Lord is present within that person also. So that's why, better to be on safer side. Give respect to all, and that's why we, pay obeisances when we see each other. Is the Supreme Lord present in you and in me as well? Of course, the pure devotees, the body is also spiritualized because they have used their body completely in the service of Krishna. That's why when a sannyasi pass away, we don't burn or something, we bury the body, because they are beyond the bodily platform. Srila Prabhupada, he used to say in the final days that I have stopped long back, mating and defending. Now eating and sleeping also stopped. Because last final days, Prabhupada never used to eat or sleep as well, and hardly any sleep. So he is not bound by the bodily platform, and because the pure devotees, they use the whole body, word, mind, everything in the service of Krishna, and that is spiritualized. So we worship their body as well. So that's why we don't have to discriminate and give respect to all. Because in the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj, that mother Surichi, who said, Dhruva Maharaj, if you want to sit in the father's lap, next life you have to take birth in my womb, then you might get a chance. So she offended. That time Dhruva Maharaj was not a pure devotee. In fact, he was not a devotee. Then Mother Sunita told him that you have to go to, you know, Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he's in the forest, and then Narada Muni visit everything. So in that section, that Suruchi also died because he went to the forest and then snake bite and then she killed. So in that purport, Prabhupada says that this happened because she offended the pure devotee. So if you offend or if you disrespect someone and if they become a devotee, then that is counted for you. So we may be disrespectful to someone and down the line after 5-6 years they become a devotee, then that offense will come to us. So that is very instructive in that section. So that's why, you know, here we see that better to be on the safer side rather discriminating and give respect to all. That's what Mahaprabhu also said. If you want to chant, okay, then give respect to all and don't expect anything. Sometimes the situation comes that both the devotees will quote the same verse. You should not expect and you should give respect to me. And that person also thinking, you should not expect and you should give respect to me. Both are devotees. Both are quoting the same verse. So this is mind trick. And always take a humble position and give respect and then move on. Otherwise mind will say so many things. Stop here. Kandras Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai.